Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A bill authored by DFL Senator Matt Klein, a doctor for more than 30 years, would create a vaccine advisory council to oversee vaccinations in Minnesota. This would go against the current federal guidelines, which is a concern for Republican Senator Zach Duckworth of Lakeville.
I do wonder what precedent we begin to set or what situation we may find ourselves in if we have the federal government coming out with recommendations which most states have historically relied upon, and then we've got states coming out with their own versions.
Senator Klein responded.
Speak to the point about I wish we had federal consistency, which Senator Duckworth raised. So do I. And if we had reliable institutions as we have had for generations, we would have federal consistency. This is an emergency measure in response to a failure of that federal advice.
The new council would not only oversee the latest science-based research on vaccine, but also make sure health insurance companies are still covering vaccines. The bill passed and is headed to the Committee of Health and Human Services. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office is identifying the man who died in a house fire near Wadena. Deputies say firefighters found 66-year-old Joseph Thomas Miller dead inside the home Monday morning. Miller's home was a total loss. Fire officials do not believe foul play was involved. The state fire marshal's office is working with local investigators to determine the cause. The Minnesota House Transportation Committee is scheduled to debate the e-moto bill today during a hearing. The measure, sponsored by Representative Tom Dipple of Cottage Grove, would ensure that electric motorcycles follow the same rules as any other motorcycle. A Hastings woman will testify about nearly dying after being hit by a teenager driving an e-bike on a sidewalk. Minnesota's lead pipe replacement program is on track to run out of money. Nearly $600 million in state and federal funding is expected to be exhausted by 2027. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Health is reporting an increase in the number of people in the state without health insurance. New data shows the uninsured rate increased from 3.8% in 2023 to 5.8% last year. State health economist Stefan Gildemeister says more children also became uninsured.
The uninsured rate jumped to 4.6% compared to what was only 2.7% 2 years ago. We've also seen increases in the uninsured among the low-income population as well as the higher-income population.
U.S. cross-country skier Sydney Peterson of Lake Elmo, Minnesota, is celebrating her first Paralympic gold medal at the Winter Games in Italy. Peterson won the women's 10K Classic standing event, finishing 2.7 seconds ahead of the silver medalist from Norway. This is MNN.